Declan Lowe.
Thank you, Chair. Clearly, a health section of any political conference should be a major occasion. Standing as I am now outside the Assembly, you know, I can look at a conference schedule with some detachment, and I set a fairly high bar, if you like, when I look at a conference agenda as to whether it reflects a serious political party that really is ready and able to be an active part of government. And for a start, I think we should be seeing a far more active debate on the area of health than we are seeing. When I look at the conference motions right across the schedule, and with particular reference to health, I think we should see a set of motions that indicate a comprehensive analysis of, in this case, the health agenda, and the party that's up for it, and shows that it's an overall charge of the agenda. Public health has its place, but it's only a place and it's only a part of the wider health agenda that faces us at the moment. There's no question that when you look at issues of obesity and smoking, that, you know, public health has a significant role to play. But when I look at the suite of motions across that are provided here, I don't think they're fully up to the act of what we need. We have a major problem right across our health system. It's not delivering the standard of care that we need. It's not delivering the standard of care that even other parts of the UK are capable of delivering. In part, that's because it is under-resourced, but it's not only because it's under-resourced. It's under-structured, it's wrongly structured. And when I look at some of the reports, and I notice one of the motions makes a reference to the McKinsey report, and I did some reading at the McKinsey report, and I think it's a pretty impressive document. And I know the specific criticisms that are made in one of the motions are only around specific issues about, you know, charging and privatisation, and I might, if I have time, make a remark about one or two of those. But we shouldn't lose sight of the far bigger statement that's in a report like the McKinsey report, which is about fundamental restructuring of how health is done in Northern Ireland. And if we are going to be up to the act of being in government, if we are going to claim our right to more votes from people, which will give us more representatives in the Assembly, which will give ourselves more ministers at an executive table, then we've got to be able to deliver properly across that agenda, show that we're capable of delivering properly. And I don't think the range of motions that are here or how we're debating them are actually living up to that. That's the test that I put before the conference. It's the test that, incidentally, I put before any leader, and it's what's on my mind when I'm thinking about who is going to lead this party. So it's the motion as it stands.
Okay, Declan.
It has its place and has validity. But I think as a party, we need to be doing much, much more. Thank you, Chair.